Good morning. Aika said it was going to rain today, yesterday, and I didn't believe her until I heard just a lot of rain early in the morning. I didn't know it rained here. Apparently it does. Please pray for my wife. She is having back pains, and I was up till about 2:30 in the evening just praying for her. And she said it got better, but she's still in a lot of pain. So please keep my wife in prayer. Yeah, it's interesting when you start preaching about certain things. And last week I did preach a little bit on praying about healing. Oftentimes the opposite happens. And that's for the Lord, I believe, just He tests your faith. Not in the results, but do you believe my word? And so, you know, you promise something, and the opposite happens. And a lot of times people just give up, say, oh, maybe that wasn't the Lord. But faith takes perseverance, takes patience, and it takes a certain amount of persistence. And so I am a little discouraged, I'll be honest, I'm a little discouraged. My wife is hurt and she didn't get fully healed, but this is something I should have expected. And so we're going to pray, we're going to talk more about prayer today, and I want our church, even though we don't see the fruit of our labor yet, that we have faith to persist and persevere. Amen? Maybe next month I'll talk about how to deal with riches in abundance. And then God could test us by giving us a lot of riches in abundance. I don't know. But today I want to talk about pray. You could add in there listen and obey. This story comes in the setting of a wedding. And if, for those of you who've been through a marriage, you know that something oftentimes goes wrong. Right? Or did your marriage go perfectly fine? No. Who has been married that their marriage went perfectly as planned? Nobody, okay. So young people, when you get married, I'm just going to encourage you and warn you ahead of time. It's highly likely something will go wrong. I remember my own wedding that took place about 2 years ago now. The pastor that was wedding us and taking us through marriage counseling, he said, something's going to go wrong. Just don't worry about it. And I'm the type of guy that's pretty flexible. When plans change, it doesn't really bother me. So I said, oh, okay, that's fine. The wedding day comes, and at my wedding, I almost cried twice. I almost cried when I saw my wife. The door is open, and I saw my wife. She was about to come down the aisle. She looked so beautiful, I almost cried. Oh, that's sweet. But the first time I almost cried was I got a phone call, and I picked up the phone, and it was a caterer, and he said, your card isn't going through. We can't bring the food until you pay for until your card goes through. And then I'm like, wait, that's impossible. I mean, I have enough funds. Why isn't the card going through? Is it? I don't know. It's just not going through. He's like, is there a way that you could go to the bank and check if there's funds? I'm like, no, I'm at my wedding. I can't go to the bank. It's like, where is it close to the bank? So I said, okay, I'll call the bank and see what happens. I'll call the bank, and the bank is like, what's your secret passcode? I'm like, I don't know what my secret passcode is. I could give you everything else. I could give you my social security number, whatever. Just check my bank account. It's like, sir, we can't check your bank account without your secret code. And at that moment, I almost cried. I was like, oh my gosh, there's going to be no food at the reception. So you could see that in this story, how stressful it must have been for the newlywed couple, just the social embarrassment and shame. And I guess Mary, Jesus' mother, was a part of the wedding party in some way. Or else she wouldn't have been that stressed out. Or she probably wouldn't have even known, unless she was part of the wedding party, that there wasn't going to be enough wine. Apparently, weddings back then was more than a day, maybe a couple days, it went even weeks on end sometimes, a week long. Mary comes to Jesus, and she says, Jesus, we don't have any more wine. And Jesus answers her, why do you involve me? It's not my hour yet. So apparently, Mary was asking Jesus to do something, I believe, miraculous. So I believe this was a type of prayer. Mary was asking Jesus a type of prayer. Of course, Jesus, in the book of John, hasn't performed any miracles yet, although he does have disciples already. So he is a teacher that commands some kind of following. Does that make sense? Are we tracking here? Okay. So Mary asked Jesus. Jesus hears Mary's prayers. Even though it's not his hour yet, he decides to answer her prayer. The way he answers Mary's prayer is a little interesting, though. Instead of Jesus filling up the water himself, instead of Jesus taking the water, touching the water, blessing the water, and saying, turn it to wine, he doesn't do any of that. Did you notice what happens in the story? Mary goes away. Mary tells the servants, just listen to this man. And she goes away. The servants are there. And I don't know if Jesus was being mischievous or not, but he says to the servants, okay, you guys want to see a miracle? I'll show you a miracle. And he says, go fill up those jars over there that are meant to wash hands and feet. And the servants probably look at each other and says, okay, what's going to happen? But they do it. They get the jars, they fill it up. Then Jesus says, now again, it doesn't say in the story that Jesus touched the wine. It doesn't say Jesus blessed the wine. In fact, it says, now draw some out, meaning draw some water out, and take it to the master of the banquet. By this time, the servants probably know what's happening, right? Now imagine if you were the servants. if it was today, the servants would probably have been like, you're crazy, you do that, right? Servants have more rights today than they did back then. But back then, the servants, they probably didn't have any choice. They had to do what Jesus told them to do, or I don't know what the punishment would have been, but the servants take the water out, and they're probably shaking. The water is probably coming out of the little, I don't know what they used. And they take it to the master and say, here, drink this water. And they're probably hoping and praying and thinking, oh, I hope this master of ceremony, I hope he's drunk enough to not tell the difference between water and wine by now. So the MC takes the water, and he drinks it. And his eyes get big. And by this time, the servants are probably going to faint, you know. the MC goes, bring everyone here right now. And the servant's like, oh my gosh, he's going to embarrass me in front of everyone. But he says, I've never tasted anything like this before. This is the best wine. I've never seen anyone do such a thing? That after everyone has been drunk and drank so much wine, that they would bring out the best now. I want to draw out some principles from this story in our own lives. Oftentimes when we pray to God and we wait for God to answer those prayers, right? Or is that just me? I pray and then I said, okay, God, now it's your turn. I did my part, now it's your turn. But I think the key to answered prayer is not just waiting. We ask God. It's important to hear God and obey God. We can pray all we want. Lord, give us a new building. And a lot of times, a new building isn't just going to ooze out from the ground, you know? Or it's not just going to appear out of nowhere, miraculously. God isn't just going to be like, okay, you want Aki, I heard your prayer, zap. New building. But oftentimes it's going to be like, okay, you want a new building? Here, this is what you need to do. You need to start a campaign. You need to start looking. You need to go to this location. The trick though, or what oftentimes happens between praying and obeying is that simple part of believing. It's so hard. Faith, John Wimber, one of my favorite teachers, he spells faith R-I-S-K. Risk. Faith oftentimes takes risk. As Christians, I don't think we believe, or as Christians, I think it's one of our stumbling blocks that when we ask, and we're then God asks us to take a measure of faith, is when we stop, and so we never get the answer to our prayers. Let me share another story of just how, even for myself, just faith and just simply obeying has been difficult in my own walk. I remember there was one time I was fasting. Obviously, I don't fast a lot, but I was fasting and I was praying. And I said, I forgot how the story went, and I might have shared the story already, but as I was fasting, I asked God, Lord, I'm hungry. Is it okay if I eat? As I was fasting, I was just imagining, for some reason, fast food Chinese. I just like fast food Chinese for some reason. Anyways, the Lord said, okay, you can go. But he said, I'm going to ask you to do something when you go. I said, okay, fine, that's the deal. So I felt the Lord giving me the green light to eat while I was fasting. So I go to the Chinese fast food restaurant, I get my food, and I sit down, and, you know, I don't see anyone glowing or the glory of God on them, so I don't know what God wants me to do. So I just sit there and I eat. And as I eat, this was during lunchtime, a man comes and sits next to me. And I said, okay, Lord, this is probably the person you want me to bless and whatever. And so the Lord said, tell this man I want him to go back to school. Something like that. And I'm like, okay. And, you know, if you're not a person of faith, that sounds crazy. I mean, even now, some of you might think, man, this guy's crazy. But I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, I feel like this is what the Lord wants me to say. It's simple enough, right? Just tell the person, I feel God wants you to go back to school. How hard is that, right? And so I'm like, alright, I'm gonna do this. So I'm eating. I turn to the guy and I go, with all my, I just muster up all my courage and boldness, and I go, "So how's your ribs?" You got some ribs up. I mean, that's what came out of my mouth. I don't know, for some reason, faith and boldness just wasn't oozing out of me, I guess. And I just, "So how's your food?" kind of thing. And he's like, "Oh, it's okay. I mean, it's checking this there." I'm like, "Yeah, you know, what do you expect? You get what you pay for," kind of thing. And so we're just chit-chatting. And, you know, I'm like, "Lord, do you really want me to say this? I'm checking this guy out. He has a name tag with one of, you know, his, you can tell he had a job," kind of thing. And so I'm like, and then I finally just started mumbling, and I'm like, you know, I don't know, you might think I'm crazy, but I sometimes feel like I hear from God, and I feel like you're supposed to go back to school. And so I finally say that, and you know, and we kind of chit-chat, and so I'm like, "So do you have a degree?" He's like, "Yeah, I have a master's degree." I'm like, "Oh my gosh, this guy has a master's degree already." And we're just chit-chatting, and you know, I'm like, you know, you can take it for what it's worth. I don't know, sometimes I hear from God, sometimes I don't. And he's like, "No, it really blessed me." And I guess, apparently, I think he was Christian. I didn't ask him, but he's like, "Oh, so do you go to school?" I'm like, "Yeah, I go to," and he's like, "Do you go to Fuller?" That's the seminary I go to. I'm like, "Yeah, I go to Fuller." And, you know, we just started talking back and forth. And I ate my food, and I just left. I should have prayed for him or something. I should have done something. But, you know, it's so simple, right? We pray and we obey. It's simple enough. But yeah, exactly. It's faith takes risk. It takes a certain amount of courage and boldness. And although it's simple in theory, it's the hardest thing that you'll probably have to go through, is to simply obey God. Again, these servants, I'm sure they were shaking in their sandals or whatever when they went to go and take the water to the master of the banquet. But what happened when they did? It said it was the best wine. Now, as people of faith that has access to God, does this world deserve the best wine? People, we live in such a broken world, and we have access to the best resources. And the church will fail to bring to this world the best resources if we don't, one, pray, but two, just as importantly, obey. And the story goes, and it ends like this. It says in verse 11, what Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which He revealed His glory. Glory was given to God. When we pray, when we obey, and when God answers in miraculous ways, and this world is given the best of the resources from heaven, we pray this, right? The Lord's Prayer, "Your kingdom come, your will be done here as it is in heaven." And as we pray that, and as we pray His kingdom to increase here on earth, people's lives will be transformed. People will taste and see that the Lord is good. People will experience the best resources, heavenly resources, here on earth, but it has to come through us. And God will be glorified. Amen. Amen. I don't know if it's just me being Japanese, if that's why I'm so timid, and if that's why it's so hard for me to be bold with my faith. It might be my upbringing. But I don't know. If for those of you who are just struggling with that, you know, I just want to pray for you today. So if you're struggling with being bold with your faith, if you're struggling with courage, if you're struggling with just even simply obeying God in your life, if you're struggling with faith, would you just stand with me and I'll pray for you. So if you're struggling with any of those things, boldness, courage, even just simply obeying, I just encourage you to stand up with me and we'll pray for you. Okay. So yeah, go ahead and just talk to the Lord, and if that's you, stand up. And actually, Evelyn, can you come up here? Because I don't know all of you, but I know Evelyn because Evelyn is so social. But I just Evelyn is pretty bold, even for being Japanese. She's a bold person. She'll just start talking to people, and she'll probably talk about her faith with people too. So Evelyn, would you just bless us and impart some boldness into our lives and courage, and just ask the Lord to just fill us?
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that your Spirit will come upon us, yes. And we ask that you would instill in us a boldness and be brave in your name, and you will help us to speak out for you and be witnesses for you, yes, to everyone that we meet. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Evelyn.
You may be seated. I tricked you. I tricked you into standing up. Because it's probably likely that something's going to happen this week where God, you're going to have a choice whether to say something or not say something, whether to pray for somebody or not pray for somebody. But I do hope and pray that whatever Evelyn imparted to us will be passed on. When you have that choice this week, when somebody shares something with you that requires more than your help, that requires a miracle, I do encourage you and say, you know what, can I just pray for you? Right there on the spot, can I pray for you? Not, I'll keep you in my prayers. Can I pray for you and actually pray for that person? It's amazing what happens when we pray for unbelievers. I mean, they're more, in my own experience, praying for unbelievers is much more of a blessing sometimes than praying for believers, because unbelievers will be like, whoa, what was that? What just happened? Like, they'll be like, yeah, that was awesome. Praying for a believer, they'll be like, okay, thanks. I get that all the time. But when you pray for an unbeliever, they're like, wow. They're just so much more appreciative, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just Los Angeles. Anyways, I encourage you though, this week, when you have that opportunity, take a step of faith. Don't be so timid and shy, but just say, hey, can I pray for you? Easy enough, right? That's simple, right? It might be the most difficult thing you do though. But it is simple. And let's see God's glory break out. Amen. Let's see glory be given to our Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for just the opportunity to come here to worship you, Father. And Lord, as we go out into this world as light and salt, I pray, Father, that you would just give us windows of opportunities to bless others, to pray for others. I pray, Father, you would give us the courage to obey, Lord. That you would allow us to take risks for the kingdom of heaven. For your kingdom, for your glory. Again, I thank you so much, and I just pray your blessing In Jesus' name, amen.